getting ready for another runoff in Georgia. Lisa Brady, Fox News, with the Senate race too close to call.
Ballots are being built as we speak, and counties are making preparations.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a short time ago, with 98% of precincts reporting, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker are both shy of the 50% support needed to avoid a runoff, Warnock leading by less than 1 point.
Right now, we're down under 10,000 votes, and we look at how many this person has and add all 10,000 to it. They wouldn't have 50%, likewise on the other side. And so that's why we're, going to tell you that there will be a runoff.
The Fox News Decision Desk also now projecting a runoff, which is set for December 6th. Warnock won that seat in 2020 when both Georgia Senate races went to runoffs and gave control of the Senate to Democrats. This time it might not come down to Georgia. Two other Senate races have yet to be called in Arizona and Nevada, which is also reminiscent of 2020.
It's going to come down to mail-in ballots in Clark County, Nevada. I was personally here for weeks after the 2020 election as we went through this same process, and here we go again.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Las Vegas. The governor's race also not decided yet in both Nevada and Arizona. The counting continues in more than 50 House races as well. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy still expecting to win a Republican majority and launching a bid for House Speaker in a letter to colleagues today. Fresh off a big win for a second term, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dealing with Tropical Storm Nicole, expected to hit Florida's East Coast as a hurricane early tomorrow.
There are 16,000 linemen staged to immediately begin power restoration efforts.
DeSantis says hundreds of National Guard members and search and rescue teams are also standing by. The state is still recovering from Hurricane Ian. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Abortion-related proposals on the ballots in multiple states.
In Kentucky, a proposed constitutional amendment said nothing in their constitution should be construed to interpret a right to an abortion, and that amendment lost. Voters rejected additional restrictions. The state already has a ban on the procedure passed by state lawmakers. The near-total ban in Kentucky is being challenged, and the state Supreme Court will hold a hearing next week regarding the rule. The only instances in which the procedure would be allowed would be to save the life of a woman or prevent disabling injury. Voters in Michigan, California, and Vermont voted to enshrine the right to an abortion in their state constitutions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A federal judge just signing off on a class action settlement worth at least $80 million to resolve claims that Volkswagen AG and its Porsche unit skewed emissions and fuel economy data on 500,000 vehicles in the U.S. Twitter could be getting into the payments business.
Twitter last week filing registration paperwork with the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network to pave the way for it to process payments. Businesses that conduct any kind of currency exchange are required to register with FinCEN and report any suspicious transactions. It's the latest revenue channel being pursued by new Twitter CEO Elon Musk. This would also be full circle for him. Musk helped found X.com back in 1999, an online bank that later became the digital payments company PayPal. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, earlier today, Twitter began adding new official labels to high-profile accounts, including brands like Coca-Cola and Nike, to indicate their authentic accounts. But then the new labels started to disappear hours later. Musk telling advertisers in a conversation broadcast live on the platform, the labels weren't addressing the core problem, and they had quickly started causing confusion. Musk says some dumb things might happen as he tries to create a better, safer user experience. An hour to the close, the Dow's down 539. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.